Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mark from Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Beautiful Minnetonka. There on Lake Minnetonka.
It's a beautiful place.
It is a fine place. I've been there. What do you do there?
I'm a director of operations for a computer forensics firm.
What is computer forensics?
It's when you look at computers and find out what evil people have been doing, deleting stuff that they shouldn't, etc.
Wow. Is that cool and exciting?
It's like CSI, but without the A-list celebrities.
CSI without the A-list celebrities.
It's CSI Minnetonka.
CSI Minnetonka.
Mark, welcome to our show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks. Of course, he's not going to finish them. That's your job. You can use your forensic skills. If you can fill in the last word or phrase correctly on just two of them, you'll win our prize. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
Fidel Castro complains of a glitch. I make less than guys digging a ditch. But creative accounting has my value mounting. Forbes magazine claims I am...
rich.
Right, very good. This week, President Fidel Castro took to Cuban television to denounce Forbes magazine for claiming that El Jefe Supremo of Cuba is worth $900 million, money he has looted over the years from the Cuban economy. Repugnant slander, hollered Castro, and he swore he would resign from office, and the day it was proved he was wealthy... because, you know, he only subscribes to Forbes for the swimsuit issue.
Who needs to be wealthy if you get Cuban cigars without it?
He actually gave that up, remember? About 10 years ago, he stopped smoking the Cuban cigars.
No, it's too bad. Mm. Yeah. Well, I can't think of any other reason to be premier of Cuba. Well.
All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
For roadhogs, this is a real bummer. They must drive to a different drummer. Their urban assault has ground to a halt, for GM is withdrawing the...
Hummer.
Right! It costs $140,000. It rides like a Jeep, which is, of course, what it is. And it has a fuel economy rating of about 10 miles to the gallon. So, of course, the Hummer H1 was instantly a hit among Americans when it debuted back in 1992. In fact, as one website's pointed out, a Boeing jet gets better gas mileage per passenger. But the years have gone on. GM has announced that they will be phasing out the vehicle in favor of the smaller H2 and H3 models. Apparently, sales of the big H1 plummeted after the introduction of Viagra and other such medicine. Because why compensate when you can once again have the real thing? Very good. Here's your last limerick.
He refused our last terminal offer, so we dragged his bones off in a coffer. Are the cops getting warm in this Midwest horse farm? No way. They won't find Jimmy.
Hoffa.
Right. Hoffa. This week, FBI agents flocked to a Detroit-area horse farm on a tip that long-missing Teamsters leader Jimmy Hoffa might be buried there. Said Special Agent Terry Booth, quote, after 30 years of searching for him, we hope we can put this to rest.
Yeah.
As a proud native of New Jersey, I'm insulted by the concept that he's anywhere other than under the east end zone at the Meadowlands, where we know he is, where his spirit guides the ball carrier across the goal line on key games.
Right. Horse farm doesn't sound right.
No. Carl, how did Mark do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Three correct answers, so Mark wins our prize.
Very well done. Congratulations, Mark. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Now I look into you.